This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Antibiotics are wonder drugs, used to fight everything from sinus infections to anthrax, but they are losing their power. Infectious diseases are becoming resistant to them. Most current antibiotics were obtained from bacteria. Scientists now are hoping to find new families of antibiotics from a different source. A vast array of microscopic creatures in the soil that remains largely unexplored. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
For 100 years, the laboratory petri dish has been the window through which scientists catch a glimpse of life underfoot. The basic method is simple. Robert Goodman from the University of Wisconsin says you'd scoop up some soil, any old soil, mix it with water, spread some across a flat glass plate filled with microbe food, put it in a warm, cozy place.
And then you watch for something growing, and what you'll find when you do this from soil is a veritable zoo of organisms.
They'd be white and blue and green and purple and yellow.
Joe Handelsman, also at the University of Wisconsin, collaborates with Goodman.
All sorts of different kinds of textures. There'd be lacy ones, there'd be shiny ones, there'd be rough ones. Some of them would crawl across the plate and sort of spread, and some of them would make pinpoint colonies.
From such colonies of millions or billions of bacteria, treasures have come. Powerful antibiotics like erythromycin and streptomycin. And Goodman says there were tantalizing clues that there might be more still to be found. Scientists had carried out a sort of microbe census with a microscope, looking at samples collected directly from the soil.
And when they counted what they could see in the microscope and compared that with what grew on a petri plate, the disparity was striking.
There were thousands of odd-looking microbes that scientists had never seen on their petri plates. It took a DNA fingerprinting operation to show scientists just how much life they'd been missing. Researchers learned to extract all the DNA from all the organisms in a sample of soil, sort through it, and collect distinctive fragments, each one a genetic fingerprint of a particular kind of soil microbe. They soon realized that for every microscopic creature they'd ever grown in the laboratory, the soil and the oceans held 100 or 1,000 more. Joe Handelsman.
They're essentially invisible to us because the prism that we've looked through for all these years of soil microbiology has been the petri plate.
It was a stunning revelation. The problem was that just having a fingerprint wasn't very helpful.
It was sort of like saying, okay, we have giraffes, but we don't know what giraffes look like. We don't know what they do. We don't know what they eat. We don't know who they live with. We don't know anything about the giraffes. But we just know there's this thing called giraffes there.
These exotic creatures may well possess new treasures, including antibiotics. Yet at the moment, scientists have only crude tools for exploring this vast new realm of life.
It really feels like being in a very, very big, dark room with lots of nooks and crannies and crevices and having a very small flashlight. And so we can see little bits of the room, a tiny glimpse at a time, but we never see the whole room.
Some scientists are employing the machinery of the Human Genome Project, deciphering DNA harvested from the soil and the oceans, hoping to find genes that produce valuable chemical compounds. The technique has limitations, Robert Goodman says. You're only likely to recognize genes that are similar in their genetic sequence to ones we already know.
But you know, a lot of sequence information that we recover by taking that approach, in fact, is recognizable.
Other groups, including the collaboration of Goodman and Handelsman, are returning to the petri plate, which still has something to offer. They take long strands of anonymous DNA recovered from the soil, and they insert those strands into familiar bacteria that do grow in the laboratory. Then they see whether the genetically engineered bacteria are producing any interesting new chemicals. Many scientists were skeptical of this approach. When genes from an exotic organism are transplanted into the familiar bacteria of the petri dish, they may not work at all. It's a little like putting random giraffe genes in a tulip and expecting to see a long neck. Yet there have been successes. One colony of genetically engineered bacteria in Handelsman's lab turned a deep brown color. She turned the sample over to collaborators at Cornell University who found an orange and a green chemical hidden in the mixture.
So they began to study those two different colored compounds, and they found very quickly that they had antibiotic activity.
It's probably not the next wonder drug, Handelsman says, but that's not the point. It showed that it's possible to uncover a few secrets from a vast and nearly uncharted realm of microscopic life. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.